You may have heard, sprinkled through the Republican convention, this friendly voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a man whose story embodies the American dream. Outstanding athlete.
Here she's introducing Arnold Schwarzenegger, and if her voice sounds familiar, that's because it is.
The new refreshment of Diet Miller Yellow. Dinty more beef stew. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you again for flying Delta. CNN
Soledad O'Brien. That's voiceover artist Robin Bittman, the voice of the Republican convention.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from the state of New York, Democratic presidential candidate, Reverend Al Sharpton.
Now, that's not Robin Bittman. The voice for the Democrats in Boston in July was Randy Thomas, who also has lots of other clients.
The 71st Annual Academy Awards. For all your reading needs, call 1-800-ABCDEFG.
The night has a beat of its own.
We've brought Robin Bittman and Randy Thomas together electronically from New York and Florida, thanks to you both.
Thank you.
It's great, this digital world.
Now, is it just me, or do you two sound an awful lot alike?
I think we're very different.
I don't think we sound terribly alike.
Now, we never see either of you at these conventions. Where are you?
We're behind the stage, I think, and we're in this little dungeon, which is not glamorous at all. I sit in a booth, and I'm all by myself. I'm watching everything on a monitor.
And it is live.
Oh, yeah, it's live, and it's changing by the minute.
And this is Randy. When I did the DNC in Boston, we were at the Fleet Center, and I was located actually up on the 9th floor. I was as high up in the center that you could get.
Now, did both parties say specifically they wanted a female voice to be the announcer?
Well, this is Randy again. I don't know how Robin got the job. I was told when I was chosen to be the woman to announce the DNC that I was the first woman in history to do such a job, and so I would assume it's the same for Robin.
I imagine so. I wasn't told, though. You got more info than I did.
I was thrilled. I've never done a political event before.
And this is Robin. This is my first also.
When you're making these announcements, what image is in your mind of the projection that you're trying to make in that hall?
This is Robin. Really, I think the key to this is you want to be in the show. You want to be part of the show. And you also want to keep, you know, I feel like part of my job is keeping the energy going.
And this is Randy. I can follow up with what Robin is saying, and that's very true. My job is to thread the pieces together. I think our job is to move the evening forward in an upbeat and yet reverent way, because this is an important event.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make any mistakes?
If I did, I wouldn't tell.
Luckily, I did have some assistants in the booth with me, so I was able to make sure that I had all the pronunciations correct.
Was there a name that gave either of you a little bit of a fright?
For me, Randy, it was Barack Obama. I was sure I was going to call him Osama.
And Robin?
You know, it's funny for me because I've done a lot of television promotions and things like that, and many a time in the past, in the beginning of my career, I had to say Arnold Schwarzenegger. But at that point, in the beginning, I had no idea it was Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger. You know, and I used to say Arnold Schwarzenegger.
In California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger!
You know, and it was, I don't know, years after that somebody had corrected me, and I was so grateful. I think I did okay.
Well, Robin and Randy, thanks to you both.
Thank you
very much.
So very
appreciate
much.
It.
Robin Bittman and Randy Thomas, this year's convention announcers for the Republicans and the Democrats, respectively.